KSL News Time now, 7:19. Triple Team Traffic starts again in the Traffic Center with Andy. How we doing?
Well, we've got one slow stretch of I-15. That's Bangor Highway to 106 South. That stretch alone is going to take you in the 10 to 12 minute range. And then you're at full speeds after that, especially from 90 South to Salt Lake City right now. 5400 South going across Kearns. That's really slow eastbound between 56th and Bangor. SR-201 seeing some delays by 7200 West in Magna. Eric Butler.
Lots of fog out on I-80 over the mountains. Once you get to Jeremy Ranch, if you're eastbound, that's where you're going to notice it the most. And it's really all the way out towards that turnoff on US 40 to go down to Heber City. So be careful out there this morning. Down Utah County, I-15 is looking good right now as you get up to Lehigh, but then you do have a little bit of slowing between 2100 North and SR-92. Heather?
We still have some brake lights southbound I-15 between Clearfield, around 700 South and Clearfield, down through Layton area. In fact, right near 700 South, it's almost at a standstill in some places. There's really no reason for it. No accidents that I ever saw. So just people having difficult time merging, and that those delays are just backing up onto I-15. Once you get past Hillfield Road in Layton, then you're just going to be under the speed limit, your normal delays through Kaysville. Join Amanda Dixon October 15th at the Utah County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Help raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. To register, visit alz.org/walk. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.